Hey, returning again tomorrow, we continue on the roll of decent, nice weather. Overhead tonight, a clear sky, and we'll start Tuesday morning with a low somewhere around the lower 50s to the low 60s. Tuesday afternoon, sunny skies, 70s. Wednesday, few fair weather clouds, mostly 70s. Thursday with clouds, chance of showers, 70s, followed by sunny, gusty again, and much cooler Friday with the afternoon high of 60s. Ralph Sanjeev, WGSO. Come to the Slidell Gun and Knife Show, November 6th and 7th, to see thousands of handguns, rifles, and shotguns, plus knives, personal protection items, and ammunition. Bring your gun to sell or trade. They offer appraisals and instant background checks. The Slidell Gun and Knife Show at the Harbor Center, Slidell. Take I-10 to Oak Harbor, exit 261. Saturday, November 6th, 9 to 5. Sunday, November 7th, 10 to 4. At the Harbor Center, Slidell.
Hey, y'all. The Beat Exchange has a new time slot on WGSO, 990 AM in New Orleans. It's 7 p.m. on Mondays. Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Mondays at 7 p.m.
When you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
and the whole world smiles with you,
smiles with you.
And when you're laughing,
when you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
oh, you're laughing,
mm, when the sun comes shining through,
shining through,
when you're crying,
when you're crying,
you bring on the rain,
stop
your sighing, won't you be happy again,
happy again,
when you're smiling,
when you're smiling,
keep on smiling,
keep on smiling,
and the world will smile.
Go, Anthony. Thank you for the horns, Anthony. So you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange. We're going to start off with Mr. James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. And what we've been doing is monitoring. Well, since James told us on another show about what their election laws are for voting, then I started trying to research different states to see what their procedures were. And you'd be surprised how nutty they are in some places. So we're going to have to be dealing with people from each state to help change election laws to be more solid, let's say, that everybody understands that word and when it's used, so that we'll have election integrity. Right, James?
Oh, that's good.
Wait.
That's the name of the game.
Wait, right. Yeah, right. So, but I did find out that Texas did change its laws, and these, not change them, but firm them up, very similar to Oklahoma, where they no more 24-hour voting, like when you register to vote. When you register, then you can vote. No, they need to affirm that you're an actual eligible voter, because that's where a lot of things falling off.
Exactly. And, you know, it's like in Arizona, they passed they outlawed ballot harvesting. And that went all the way to the Supreme Court really actually very quickly. And
oh, we're having a problem.
Are we?
Yeah, but now we are.
Oh, you know, Arizona got court and managed to get ballot harvesting made illegal. And if it's done in one state and they said it was legal to make it, to outlaw it in that state, any state that chooses to do so can now do so. So I would recommend that everybody pick up their phone, call your legislator in your district, and tell them that you want to outlaw ballot harvesting just like they do in Arizona.
Yeah, because
Well, Barbara, it was bad enough. I don't know if you read any of the left-wing rags, but every once in a while I will just to see what they're doing.
Right.
And one of my favorite ones, because it's just so absurd, is Vox, you know, V-O-X. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I was reading about that Supreme Court decision in Vox, and the way they wail and gnash their teeth, you would swear that the Democrats will never win another election. I mean, that obviously is fine with me. I'll accept those terms. But,
I used to be a Democrat.
The point is they were not at all happy with it, because now they can't go around and pick up ballots that they filled out and hand it to people to sign.
Right. Yeah, that's how they did the nursing home scandal. There's a big scandal up in Delaware where they have like a place with 36 beds, and then they have 309 people voting from that address. They found
there's been previous residents that had passed on and registered as Democrats afterwards.
Right. And they have like 23,000 votes. Came from one address in Wisconsin, and the sheriff in Racine, he caught systemic election fraud at the nursing homes there also, and for the 2020 presidential election, and they had 44,272 people who voted without proof of ID, and in that state, Biden only totaled out for his win on 20,000. So here we got 60 something, almost 70,000 votes that are illegal, actually. And so, you know, there's nursing homes that closed since 2017, but again, 117 people registered to vote from that location.
Well, it's ridiculous, and that's why in Oklahoma you have to not only show a photo ID that matches you, I mean, you have to look like you, and you have to whip out your voter card.
Right.
And so if you don't have both, when you show up to register to vote, guess what? You don't get to vote.
Well, that's how it should be. So that's the thing. We want voter ID, and we want to have to show a voter registration card. Is that the card you're talking about, James?
Yeah, it's a really basic.
That's what we used to do. That's what we used to do.
Yeah. Here. And then you just show your state ID or a passport, but they prefer that you use a state ID. You know, that way it's recognizable to everybody in the state. And I mean, it's not hard. I mean, who can get food stamps without an ID?
Right.
I mean, even if you don't have one, if you're an illegal alien, and a lot of them don't have any sort of ID, you know, they get given one so they can get
vote.
Food stamps and welfare. So
right.
If we could, you know, so the whole thing about it being racist because of an ID is malarkey. And actually, polls show that 69% of African Americans have zero problem with showing an ID and a voter ID card when they go to vote.
But they use that racial thing, you know. Well, it's really sad. You know,
they don't have the truth.
Right. When you have people saying things that are on television for your local news that are not true, or things that they aren't proven any other way except through talking points being scripted, people don't realize that there was such a thing called Operation Mockingbird, where it was a CIA program where they had talking heads all over the country saying the same thing as a propaganda and disinformation. So he's a thing. So the other thing recently that I saw was that the Ohio State School Board terminated its membership with the National School Board Association because of the letter written by the National School Board Association to President Biden. We're going to talk about that and when we come back from a little break, listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
You're riding high in April, shot down in May, but I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June, I said that's life.
That's life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream, but I don't let it get me down, 'cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. And visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
Love Leidenheimer, that's what I said.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hi. This is Barbara Hirsch Napolitano. Join Tracy Napolitano and I every Friday from 5 to 6 on WGSO 990 AM for It's Always Better with Bourbon. Need a great bourbon recipe for the weekend? Want to know what the newest best bourbon is? You want to hear what a master distiller does? Those are some of the things we're going to be talking about. So join us every Friday, 5 to 6. We'll see you there.
Hey folks, it's Jeff.
And Mimi.
Cruer.
Join us Mondays at 5 p.m.
for He Said, She Said,
where we discuss
and debate
the hot topics of the day
in this crazy world we're living in. You can listen to us on WGSO 990 AM, WGSO.com,
and Facebook Live.
You never know what we might say, but we'll always know that I'm right.
Well, you know now, I'm Mrs. Right.
So we'll see you each and every Monday at 5 p.m. for
He Said, She Said.
To stand and deliver.
Stand and deliver. You've let them put the fear on you. Stand and deliver. But not a word you heard was true. And if there's nothing you can say, there may be nothing you can do. Do you want to be a free man? Or do you want to be a slave?
Do you want to be a free man?
Yeah, that's Eric Clapton. And Stand and Deliver with Van Morrison. It's that protest song for 2020, making everybody wear masks at a concert. But anyway, so James, did you see that letter from the Ohio State school board?
It was in the
Ohio State school board had an excellent letter. They terminated their membership with the National School Board.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I had it backwards.
Right. That's okay. And they said because, you know, it's like the people, even if you don't have children in school, you should read the letter that the Ohio State School Board sent. And, you know, and there's a big thing about labeling parents at school board meetings as domestic terrorists. Even though the National School Board Association rescinded their letter, it was a premeditated event that was devised in a meeting at the White House with Biden and the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, but he refuses to rescind his letter, even though it was a trumped-up thing and was planned. So I think that every school board in every state should disconnect from this National School Board Association. They definitely, if they will play this political, you cannot trust them to educate your children and not indoctrinate them. So this
well,
is...
Mm-hmm. They really should get rid of the National Education Association.
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, without a doubt. No reason to have a federal United States Department of Education. It's crazy.
No, and it's unconstitutional anyway. If you were to go take a look at the Constitution, mm-hmm. the government, the federal government, as it should be, should consist of four departments: the Department of Defense, the State Department, the Commerce Department, and the Department of Defense. So you've got four total things. Every single other thing that the federal government does is something that each state should be doing, but they turned over that power to the federal government.
Well, now they have the kids sending, it's titled Pledge of Allegiance Request. And so you're looking at it and you're thinking that it's going to be something about the flag. But what it says is, I understand my rights as a parent and I request my child, noted above, be excused from reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. This request includes standing and placing his or her right hand over his or her heart. So this is like crazy. I mean, I just don't, you know, they're doing this through directives. They're not doing this through laws. So they're directing the teachers' unions to do this in the schools with the teachers. So just like the teachers' unions made use of people's children as pawns to bring them to a protest at the Capitol in Wisconsin that time, and what they were really protesting was that Governor Walker, as soon as he got in, he followed through with his campaign promise to that unions had to collect their own union fees so that you didn't have to join a union to get or keep a job in the state of Wisconsin, because that's basically where the unions first started up before it spread to the other states.
Well, and I'd like anybody to show me an industry that genuinely needs a union. Back when the AFL-CIO began, that, you know, in that the meatpacking plant, mm-hmm. and that book called The Jungle. Okay, that was horrible. Okay, that was absolutely horrible. And the workers at the time absolutely needed to stand up and get some good safety standards going on, because we were in part back then eating people. because they would fall into these sausage grinders, and well, there they go.
I didn't know about that.
That's where OSHA and all these other safety standards came from. And yes, we did need them, but I'd like anybody to show me any union in the last 50 years that has actually been useful. And I can't name one. I can't name a single one. And because if we have the federal laws, they're not necessary anymore. You don't need them anymore because you can't be abused in the workplace like you could when unions were necessary. Uh-huh. So no, the teachers need to get rid of it. And so they can actually have a voice in their own school.
Right. No, I think that if people read the letter from the Ohio State School Board, that would encourage them to do the same thing with their school board in their state, because that's where, like, when people went after General Flynn in a conference where he was saying get in on the local level to change things. That's what they were referring to, the school board. Yeah.
Well, we have to. Locally, I mean, think about it. If the federal government says, okay, you have to do a mandate, but you're just New Orleans or whatever town you may listen, you know, you're living in, mm-hmm. listening to this, and your mayor says, well, we're not going to do it, and guess what? Our county sheriff agrees. Well, guess who wins that battle?
Right.
You do, because the county sheriff, if you look at a constitution, your county sheriff is the ultimate law enforcement authority anywhere in America. So if you can get your county sheriff and your mayor behind resisting the federal government, guess what happens? You resist the federal government because they can't stop you. So local is important. Ms. Wynn that you have on, mm-hmm. you know, on Mondays. Anybody that's listening, if you agree with her candidacy, if you like what she is saying, then go make a sign and go campaign for her. Be a human billboard. They don't put those people outside those tax places and in the sign because mm-hmm. nobody comes in.
Right. Yeah, the other thing that I saw was I gotta find that paper, but this is what I wanted to say, because we're coming up on a break in a few minutes, to study what's going on right now, American Marxism with Mark Levine, and also to understand what another view of things is. Well, same thing in conservative, but America's Last Stand with Jeff Correa. That's our program director. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, and we're sitting in with Mr. James Neighbors from Overpasses for America.
Over the last 75 years, New Orleans has gone through many changes, and so has WGSO. From our early beginnings in 1946, broadcasting from the Jung Hotel, being home to Papa Stappa in the 1950s, being a music station, talking biz radio to speak in easy New Orleans style, you, our loyal listeners, have been here every step of the way with WGSO. It's now our 75th anniversary, and we are so proud to have you here with us to celebrate. So we're going to celebrate all year long to show our gratitude to you and make 2021 our most successful year yet. And we will also continue to bring programs that appeal to people of all backgrounds. So from all of us at WGSO, we want to say thank you for making us the community voice of the Crescent City.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. A Halloween Day double homicide in Monroe leads to the arrest of a Ouachita Parish jail guard. Brooke Thorrington has more.
We booked Mr. Bardwell on two counts of second-degree murder of his wife and child.
That's Ouachita Parish Sheriff's Office Public Information Officer Glenn Springfield. He says 26-year-old Blake Bardwell has worked with the Ouachita Correctional Center since December of 2019.
Of course, he was terminated at the time of his arrest, and our investigation at this point is still continuing.
Due to his association with OCC, he was transported to another facility. I'm Brooke Thorrington.
State health officials have decided to prolong the COVID-19 vaccine incentive program known as Shot for 100 through the end of November. Under the program, anyone who gets their first or second COVID vaccination gets a $100 gift card that spends like cash. However, you must get the shot at one of the many state-approved locations. For one near you, visit shot4100, that's 100.com. This is news on LRN.
Louisiana Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin.
Early voting for the November election begins October 30th, ending November 6th. If you live in an area affected by Hurricane Ida, visit geauxvote.com or call 800-883-2805 for information on absentee ballots, polling place changes, and election dates and deadlines. I'm Secretary of State Kyle Ardoin, reminding you to go vote.
It's Healthy Louisiana open enrollment time. That means choosing the right care for you and your family. At AmeriHealth Caritas Louisiana, we can help you reach your health goals with extras like adult dental and vision benefits, help getting your GED, a weight loss program with gym memberships, and more. To choose AmeriHealth Caritas Louisiana, call 1-855-229-6848 or visit AmeriHealthCaritasLA.com to learn more.
This is Sandy Wan, president of Leidenheimer Baking Company and fourth generation of my family to run the bakery. Since 1896, we've brought you real New Orleans French bread. Our product's thin, crisp crust and light, airy interior complements the cuisine that has made New Orleans famous. Don't accept substitutes or imitations. We use only the finest ingredients, and each loaf is good to the last crumb. And visit our website at www.leidenheimer.com.
That's what I said.
Never Enough Tattoo at 7405 West Judge Perez Drive in Araby, right outside of New Orleans. With over 40 years of experience with artists and piercers from Las Vegas, California, and Florida, come to the best. Specializing in custom tattoos, professional body piercing, and real permanent cosmetics. Never Enough Tattoo. Give us a call at 805-423-6362. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are always welcome.
This is Reverend Howard Sturgis, pastor of Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, located at 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans, Louisiana. Service times are Sunday school at 8 a.m., worship service at 9 a.m., in service, and Facebook Live at Greater Carver. This is Reverend Sturgis asking you to come join us at Greater Carver Missionary Baptist Church, 3343 Metropolitan Street in New Orleans. We would love to have you. And remember, love is better shown than spoken.
Plug 16 shells from a 30-ounce 6.
once again. Love him. Swordfish trombone. Y'all might not realize that on his Heart Attack and Vine record, that was all Dr. John's band when they had trouble with their manager and their booking agent. They were stuck out in Los Angeles, and so they needed some work. So they got together for Heart Attack and Vine. So in case you notice the New Orleans sound, that's why. So anyway, James, did you see the email? There's a big scandal now, as we live in scandals, with where Biden ordered Afghanistan evacuation flights to be filled with unvetted refugees. And this was during the chaos of America's exit from Afghanistan, and they issued a directive, and this is how they change in, you know, not sticking to a lot of laws, like immigration laws and what is required to enter the United States, by giving directives. So it's like they're making up their own rules. And, you know, like they did here for APS in Baton Rouge, nothing could be investigated prior to 2018. But the governor's been in office since 2016, but he's a Democrat. But anyway, so Biden, he didn't properly vet I've been reading about this, arriving in America. And this came out because it was disclosed to Senator Josh Hawley. He's a Republican from Missouri. And he was an American official that was present in Afghanistan when this was going on. And he was shocked when he got this email. They wanted all unvetted evacuees. So there's a story about it on, article about it on Washington Free Beacon that Adam Credo did. And then the one on Biden's handle is given the direct orders for the flights is by Robert Spencer. So these two articles just came out recently, a few days ago. But they're worth, you know, and they brought it up before Congress.
I don't know what Biden deal exactly is going on with Afghanistan. You know, because Extortion 17 and SEAL Team 6 died because of unvetted Afghani. You know, America's finest were shot down out of the sky. They're vetted Afghan, you know, natives, they're familiar, the ones they were familiar with, were not even there. And now he's just flying people like this. They're obviously terrorists. I'm just going to say it.
Right.
Because the last time Joe Biden had anything to do with unvetted Afghanis,
was under the bomb.
Was assassinated.
Yeah. Right.
So what do you suppose they might be here to do?
Yeah. And they said, you know, like your discretion, whether you want women or children on the flight, but they wanted the flight to be booked in excess, you know, so that's why they were overloaded.
So Joe Biden's just having Uber Air delivery of children? That's kind of creepy.
Yeah. Well, you know,
that really is creepy.
They stopped vetting, right. They stopped vetting people who were sponsoring the kids. So they're just going and picking out a kid, basically. And then you don't know where this kid's going. Like, there's no child services involved. And that was coming up with people who were trying to find out what was going on by going down there, you know, to see what the real deal was, because the news wasn't, their local news wasn't telling them anything. So people wanted to see for themselves. I mean, well, after Hurricane Katrina, I worked for Catholic Charities for 2 years at a distribution center. And we were treated so badly by people coming in that were storm chasers. And this is what I got to find out, what, you know, there's people, and it's usually illegal aliens that follow behind disasters, and they get set up because FEMA allows it, where, You know, they don't ask any questions, and they set them up in a house, furniture, the whole thing. While people from New Orleans and U.S. citizens, you got to bring in your electricity bill. If your house went underwater, how are you going to have an electricity bill? If City Hall went underwater, you know, and the company, nope, the city's like down. So you get nothing. And this is what I have to say, too, now of this Hurricane Ida. There's the people are not getting, Red Cross is not doing anything. They're not roving around, cooking the food. Can understand going to a park and then setting up, cooking the food there, grilling and whatever, and then you go roving, looking for the people that need food. Well, but there's five trucks, Red Cross trucks, that set up in Cut Off Youth Center in Cut Off, Louisiana, and they grill, and after they finish grilling and setting up the food, they just kick back and hang out. Now, a lot of people don't have cars because they lost their cars. You know, there's no way to get to this youth center. And I'm quite sure if they knew what was going on, they have no way of knowing. They don't have electricity. They live in tents. But yet on the highway, where people are just going, they don't know where anyone is. They're going, regular people are cooking food and going on the highway with signs saying free food to try and fill in the gaps until FEMA comes in or the Red Cross, and it's not happening. Galliano and Cut Off, Grand Isle is almost destroyed, but there's people there. There's people that are trying to clean up their community, but nothing. So Biden is at a climate change conference after he pooped in his pants at the Vatican. It's the right place to do it. And I hear that a U.S. ambassador for the Vatican might be our Governor John Bel Edwards. And so that doesn't really go together, but since I mentioned the Vatican, I bring that up. Oh, but I can also say something else about the Vatican. The North American College for Seminarians. There's persecuted seminarians that are now speaking out, and people need to go to Michael Voorhees' web on YouTube, hit in Church Militant or Michael Voorhees from Vortex. And he's with Catholics, it's all Catholics, and they are against them protesting with signs in Baltimore at the Bishops' Conference because they want all the pedophiles thrown out the Catholic Church. They're tired of that being the business of the church to cover everything up and then to glorify the people who are pedophile enablers as if nothing's going on. And so that's, the Pope got involved where he doesn't want them protesting in Baltimore. So they had to go to court. That's how they found out what was going on. So Church Militant, I've been looking at their prayer sessions and the different things about the corruption in the church, and it's things that you won't hear on your local news, but you should know about if you're Catholic. So you could do whatever you want with them. They're interesting. They're not long videos, and they're short and very well produced.
So you know, it'd be nice if somebody like that would come out for, well, every denomination, because right, let's face it, our denominations are not our grandparents' denominations.
Right. Right. But, you know, here's the Pope preaching about climate change. I mean, who the hell wants to hear that from a Pope when you got serious, grievous sins where you have grown men going after children. Now, if you see this video, it's like all the persecuted, I'm saying they persecuted because that's basically what they were. Seminarians, men who wanted to become priests, and then they have to fight through the quagmire as if they fresh meat. This is my interpretation. As if they fresh meat going to this North American college. That's where you know, you are supposedly getting the best from within the Catholic Church of the teachings. And it's rotten, basically.
Well, you know, it wasn't at all. When the Roman Catholic Church began, the priest could be married. It was a pope, and I can't remember which one came along later on and said, no, they can't be. They've got to be celibate and blah, 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 blah. And I'm just saying that the original model seemed to work all right, and you might not have this pedophile priest problem.
Right.
And well, you might actually get a priest that could understand married people a little bit, because, hey, guess what? They've been there.
Right.
You know?
We're going to slide over for a break, and we're going to come right back, okay, James? You're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange and James Neighbors from Overpasses for America. We're going to talk about that when we come back.
I rode down the gutter to the blood bank. And I left all my papers on the Ticonderoga. And I was in bad need of a shave. I slopped at the corner on cold chow mein and shot billiards with a midget until the rains stopped.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
At Hyundai of Metairie, there's never been a time when your car has been more valuable than right now. And Hyundai of Metairie will pay up to 130% of Kelley Blue Book value. Buy a car from us, or we'll buy one from you. At Hyundai of Metairie, there's a reason why we're Louisiana's number one new Hyundai and certified pre-owned volume dealer. Be sure to visit our facility at 5969 Veterans Boulevard to see all we have to offer. Or call 504-838-9000. Visit us online at HyundaiofMetairie.com.
Hi, this is Clay with Witcher Passion Live. Join me every Thursday from 1 until 2 p.m. for 1 hour of talk to talk about your passion and you.
Hi, I'm Pete Cannizzaro with Cannizzaro Realty Appraisals and Sales. We provide appraisals for multiple reasons, such as mortgages, refinancing, estate successions, property settlement, and more. We have local knowledge and experience, so bring in the experts at Cannizzaro Realty and make sure your property is being evaluated correctly. Cannizzaro Realty Appraisals and Sales, now with 3 locations, Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Call 504-831-0507 or visit CannizzaroRealty.com for appraisals and sales.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore.
Louis Prima, really.
You are all I love.
Because New Orleans was surely a rock and jam in the 50s and the 60s. I mean, I was born in 1950, so I was picking up on the music 7, 8 years old. My sister was in diapers, and if she heard Fats Domino, a Josephine, she went completely nuts. We don't know where she picked up on that, why that song, but just would go completely crazy. She was in diapers.
Well, I used to do the same thing to Johnny Cash. Mom said when I was 5 years old, he came on TV. I was in the bathtub, and I heard Johnny Cash start singing. I don't remember this. She said I came top speed out of the bathtub, soaking wet, leaving a trail of water across the living room, and stopped and shaking my naked butt in front of the whole family. I got two brothers, two sisters, and my mom and dad standing there, and apparently I'm just getting down.
No, that's what it is, fond memories. So, did you see Ice Cube walks away from $9 million, and he drops out of the comedy film Oh Hell No after refusing to be vaccinated? And
Good for him.
Yeah, and boxing legend Floyd Mayweather, he knocks out the vaccine mandates. A free mind makes its own choices. That was his comment. But there's more if you look into that on Western Journal.
What everybody needs to do.
Well, the U.S. Marine veteran, but space constraints. Difficult for me to put photos that I get on my webpage, but we're going to be doing a separate website with the Beat Exchange, and what we can fit on WGSO, we put on that one with a link. But this one picture y'all have to look for. The U.S. Marine that stopped this armed robbery, where he was just standing in line and two armed robbers came in to where he was. And he turned around, and you have to see the video. The way he did it was so smooth. And when he did it, one of the robbers fell down. They were so surprised that he would just grab the, not only disarm the guy, but hold him until the police came. But he received a Valor Award, and and the look on their faces, because people ask me, is that a real photo? Said, look at the look on their faces, and it is. He's wearing a Let's Go Brandon shirt with an American flag and a Make America Great Again hat.
And so, saved everybody's lives.
Exactly. And so, well, one thing they found out, that the computer glitch that flipped Republican votes to Democrats in Michigan happened in 47 counties. So it's not just with, the presidential position, election. It was other Republicans' loss. Now, the Republican... go ahead.
Well, those votes, the fact that this is being discovered now should give everybody not... Don't let it blackpill you. Don't let it make you think there's no hope, because... Mm-hmm. What this is going to result in is that the next election, the 2022 election, and these ones that are happening right now, like the in Virginia, these are going to be watched more closely than any other election in American history. Mm-hmm. So while we know they still have a lot of the cheating apparatuses out there, not every state has worked on election integrity. Right. Don't think that your vote is not useless. It's useless. And if you do think it's useless and you don't think that voting does any good, then just do it out of defiance. Don't let them take your voice away. Vote out of defiance. If nothing else, your vote will cancel out some illegal alien's vote voting as your dead great-grandmother.
Right. So Curtis Sliwa is running for... he's a Republican candidate for mayor in New York, and he was hit by a yellow cab midtown Manhattan near the Rockefeller Center when he was on his way to a radio show, WABC. But he completed the radio show, and then he went to the hospital. Yeah, he shouldn't miss that one. And then Vito, pretty bad, because they don't want him to be mayor because he founded the Guardian Angels. And this was an unarmed unit of young men and women that started up in New York City in 1979 as an anti-crime group, unarmed now. And they would just wear the red berets and red jackets, Guardian Angels, just walking around in the subways because the crime was so bad in the subways. But then they expanded out in the city before setting up chapters across the USA. Now, people in New Orleans wanted them to come to New Orleans. I forget who was in office at the time that didn't want them in. Nagin, for sure. And because it was two different mayors right behind them, each other, that didn't want them. But hey, as people that can't be police officers because they might have to be caring for an elderly person, and so they have time to spare, but and want to be watchful. And Slee was a Democrat opponent running for mayor. Is suspected of not even living in the state of New York, that he lives in Fort Lee, New Jersey. You know, another thing like Maxine Waters living outside a congressional district. This guy has a brownstone in New York, but he lives in Fort Lee, New Jersey. So
I mean, I guess that's better than Rahm Emanuel was in Chicago, but, right. You know.
Well, you know,
at least he's a neighbor and not from a completely different state. I mean, well,
right.
I mean, out of different parts.
Well, you know,
of the
West. he didn't make the residency requirement for when he jumped into the mayor's race. He had just signed another contract leasing out his house, and then he called the tenant and told him, "You got to move. I need the house for residency because I'm running for mayor of Chicago." And he really did not meet the residency requirement because it had to be 2 years before a certain time. And so they got a court in Chicago to say that he did and didn't have to honor the lease. I mean, it's wild. But, you know, this is how people do things. You know, like first they get to the judges, and then they get to the media. And photos of three FBI informants who ran the January 6th event for Nancy Pelosi is now popping up on the internet, and they've been identified and their roles in Nancy Pelosi's insurrection. And she's been obstructing testimony by Capitol Police, who are willing to provide information of how difficult it was to deal with her to get proper security. And so there we are with that. But
and we've all seen the videos. The police
right.
not only let them into Congress, they told them rules of conduct.
Right. So we're going to continue this next Monday on the Beat Exchange. And thank you for dropping in, James. And overpasses for America.
WGSO 990 AM has recently become recognized as an official 501c3 nonprofit organization capable of accepting tax-deductible donations. So, in commemoration of our 75th anniversary, the station is launching a 75 for 75 campaign with the goal of raising $75,000 in 2021. The funds that are raised will be dedicated to help the station fulfill our broadcast mission and satisfy any equipment needs that arise. These donations are especially important because, unlike most radio stations in New Orleans, WGSO is independent, locally owned and operated, and not part of a national broadcasting conglomerate. To donate, go to WGSO.com and click on the Donate button on the front page. Help us to continue to be the community voice of the Crescent City.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.
It's a nice night tonight. Going to be a beautiful day returning
Edwards
again.
Edwards Mortgage Group, the Maison Collective, NOLA Title Group, and ARC Insurance Consultants are the ones to call on for all of your home needs. Whether it's mortgages, closings, sales, or insurance, they take care of your home needs, and now they have come together to help take care of the needs of our beloved New Orleans music community by partnering with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Funky Uncle Dot Live. Funky Uncle Dot Live is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards.